Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny. I've also detected an endoscopy report on Doris Guy. Date of birth 5/30/1949. Date of procedure May 7, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Goltardio. Referring physicians, Dr. V. Nandam. Procedure performed as esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and hot snare polypectomy. Indications are GIM, comma, abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, bright red blood production, comma, history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, family history of colon cancer. Procedure informed, symptoms of pain, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which is malignancy, or all expense of patient. Patient's breath, anesthesia, replace, mouth, oral position, sedation, for anesthesia service, with monitor, anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic gas scope is introduced into the esophagus and man's under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardia. Oh, aerial resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient is internal in a left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into rectum. Man's under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar facilis confluence of the Fultz period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transcolon, spinal fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum group. Boston Boston scores greater than 7, comma 2-3 or 2, comma good prep. The patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on the macro. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of a non-obstructive Schatzky's. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 39 centimeters from bipox. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for further evaluation for H. pylori as well as evaluation of the GIM. Next line, otherwise, duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Comma. There was a delete that last line. All right, there was a duodenal bulb. Nodule that was biopsied bite on bite for further evaluation histology. There was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity that was biopsied for further evaluation histology, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bell prep score is greater than 7, comma 2-3-2, comma good prep. Next line, there was a rectal sessile polyp approximately 8 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two transverse colon sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a splenic flexure, approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, at 60 centimeters in the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of a approximately 10 millimeter pedunculated polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, in the rectosigmoid, there were four approximately 8 to 10 millimeters sessile polyps from cold snare polypectomy and four diminutive sessile polyps from cold biopsy polypectomy. There was evidence of pan diverticulosis coli. Next line, the colon was redundant and tortuous. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, follow-up and office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you. Next line, recommend repeat EGD in 3 years for reevaluation of the GIM pending path.